Eddie is in Clarksville. Good morning, Eddie.
Speaking of hot takes.
Good morning, Jeff. And good morning to this great family. You know, a week or so ago, I called in on Coach Henderson. I called in to address our athletic director, Hunter Yurchek. And by the way, today, sir, I'm calling in today to commend you for doing what had to be done in our basketball program. We've been in a rut, and I define rut just like a football program has been in for a number of years. You're stuck, and you cannot move forward. And every year that you don't win, it becomes harder to recruit. Now, how we get a basketball program out of the rut? And to me, the number one guy to hire is your checkbook credit. That's how money talks. I go after Mr. Chris Beard. You want to win championships after U of A again? Get the checkbook ready. You're playing, Coach, what would you play in Coach Anderson? $3 million a year? Well, get ready for $5 million a year. Make them think about it. Hey, this man is 44, 45 years old. He bring him back to the U of A and get a basketball program back to national prominence again. That's money talk. So make them think about it. But far too long, gentlemen, this hire is a very important hire in a program. We can't afford another coach to go another 4 or 5 years in the rut. I remember the teams that Eddie Sutton had. I love his fan base does. I remember the great teams Nolan Richardson had. I remember winning at the U of A. I remember the time frame. Let us still forget from 1989 to 96, three Final Fours, a national championship, runner-up, and a Sweet 16 appearance. Have you forgotten? 23 years, gentlemen. And I'm asking you, Mr. Hunter Yurchek, I believe you're a good shepherd to U of A. I love what you had to say when you said the number one reason Coach Anderson was fired was not because, he was so slow, because our program was not competing on a national level. Cobwebs of gold, but you're not selling out. What's the money you're losing at Bud Walton, where it's having health capacity? What's the money you're losing every year you don't go to the NCAA tournament? Get that checkbook out. Hey, go get the number one man. We should have never let him left ULR. What are you waiting on? This fan base is waiting. Get that checkbook out and write it. What's it going to take? And this is what I tell the man. I'm prepared to write you a check $5 million a year. And every year you take us to the Sweet 16 and beyond, well, I don't have that more to the kitty. So, you can win on a high level at the U of A. You just got to get the right man. And this man is the right man. Look what he did a year lower. Look what he's done in Texas Tech in less than 2 years. The man can recruit. The man plays defense. I can't wait to get a man like him up on a hill and bring championships back to the U of A. You want to win? But do you want to get through another 5 years? 8 years of mediocrity with a wrong hire. The thing I have against Coach Simpson, he's 64 years old. He's sat him for 5 years. He's going to be nearly 70 years old. Go get you a young coach that can recruit, that believes in playing defense, that believes in winning, that can get the job done. Is there anything I said today that you don't agree with? Because money talks. We got the money to pay somebody. And that's what it takes to win. And even if you don't win, you get deeper in the run. I'm tired of being in the run. I'm tired of my football program being in the run. Although, I do see signs with Coach Moore's and how's he going to bring a football program out of the run by recruiting. And Coach Anderson was a poor recruiter. That's why he was fired. Because he could not recruit. Nobody on the staff could recruit. Your class is ranked 48th and 50th in the country. So, Mr. Yurchek, good shepherd to the program, and what is the number one job of a good shepherd? I'll say it again, because it's worth saying. You oversee our sports programs to make sure we compete at the high level. I have not forgotten. A lot of this fan base has not forgotten. Let's bring the U of A. Let's make a statement. Either fly to the Final Four, fly to one of bring the checkbook and say, Chris Beard, sir, we're committed to you. We got the money, and we're fixing to write the check. What's it going to take? Thank you for taking my call this morning.